It's new, but it's good. It's good. I've enjoyed it. It's cool. It's a different perspective for sure, but I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
What have you been telling the young guys as a veteran?
Just work hard. A lot of just simple things. I'm not playing right now, but it's been a lot of just little things here and there, you know, little techniques here and there. So.
I remember covering you in American Fork, and I thought, yeah, tight end, maybe DN, Russia, maybe linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever envision you playing the spot you have, and what, how's that come about, and how comfortable are you with it?
Yeah, I never thought I'd be where I'm at right now, but the way my body has grown and everything, and the way that just things have happened, I'm where I am, and I love it now. I'm super comfortable with everything, and the coaches, they believe in me a lot and where I'm at, so I love it. I love where I'm at.
I think it was about mid-season. It seemed like you were really making an impact, both on the interior and outside.
Mm-hmm.
How big was that for your development? Did you see that growth in yourself, maybe that mid-season, where you hit something where it just maybe clicked, mm-hmm. Man, I can really do some things out there.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was definitely a boost in my confidence, and I think that was the biggest thing I was missing, was just the confidence to go out there and do what I know I could do. So, yeah.
Hey, who's been maybe the guy you've looked to make this transition, this progression?
Mm-hmm. Definitely Coach Anderson has helped me a lot. But then also just my brothers on the team, I'm the D-line, Keanu, Anisi, JT last year, Logan Latui last year. They all just helped me to progress and to be where I'm at. So
Gary Anderson's kind of the Wizard of Oz of this defensive staff. But I mean, his experience and all that, what's it like working with a guy like that? And how's he helping in that regard?
It's awesome. He, not only is he a coach, he's also just a great guy. And he's like, he really cares about us. So it's easy to be coached from him, because we know it's coming from a place of love. So
what does he emphasize with you guys? Like what's his theme maybe that he drills into you guys?
Coach Anderson's theme? Just do the right things. Like, it's very simple. Just do the right things and go out and work hard. So, yeah, it's very simple.
Schematically, new defensive coordinator, you see your role changing at all going into this next year, or is it most of what you did in 2025?
I would say mostly it's very similar to what I have already done, but there's a couple of changes. I might be playing a little bit more inside, but, you know, it is what it is. So that's good.
So, Bodie, when you went back and watched tape from last year, what did you like about the progress and the game that you were able to put forth, and then what are you looking to improve upon?
Just playing. Playing was a big step. That was awesome. and then to improve, just become more productive, more havoc, more playmaking, you know, all that stuff, yeah.
How would you describe your skill set, like, as it is right now?
Big, strong.
This is like redshirt senior. This
yeah.
is like your peak right now.
Yeah. Big, strong, athletic, explosive, but a motor. I got a motor too, so yeah.
How's the bull rush?
It's still there. It's still there. I mean, I got the surgery, so a little bit shaky, but it's still there for sure. Yeah.
At what moment, like last year, did you feel like, okay, like, you know, obviously you had earned the right to be on the field and play.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned it. At what point did you feel like, oh man, I can do this and I can be successful
yeah.
and productive?
I'd say it was really after the Colorado game. I probably had like 10 snaps that game, but like a majority of the snaps I was in, I was making an impact on the plays that I was in. So it was pretty early on in the season, but yeah.
Coming off of two really successful seasons, you know, there's at times there can be a dip. Kalani says humble. Stay humble, stay hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You're a redshirt senior, you're looked upon as a leader. How can you communicate to the team, or how have you communicated to the team to keep that mindset of staying humble, staying hungry?
Yeah. Something I took from Connor Pay, actually, one game at a time. Like, it's always one game at a time. Come back like you lost and just take it one game at a time so you don't get too much over your head. But, yeah.
You've been in this program for a long time. How would you describe the Kalani culture? Your redshirt senior, as I mentioned, how would you describe it to those that – are getting recruited and are kind of evaluating whether or not they want to be a part of the squad?
Mm-hmm. I say love. There's so much love here, but also push to be your best and to be just excellent, to be great. Greatness really is built here, and it's apparent in the way that coaches love you and push you and want you to be your best.
Last year, defense, 30 sacks as a unit. Can you guys surpass that this year? And where is it going to come from, do you think, as you're looking at your teammates?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100% we will. I mean, we got pretty much everybody's coming back, minus a couple of D linemen. But a lot of the freshmen are coming up. They're going to be really good as well. But just getting the details down and getting the little things right, we'll surpass that for sure.
Who have you been impressed with this offseason that's kind of on the come up that could be a bit of a rising star?
Yeah, I say Vi. Vi has been he's been doing very well. Of course, New and Juice, Justin Kirkley. I don't know everybody, but Vi has stood out to me for sure.
Is Juice Justin Kirkland?
Yeah, okay. Juice. Yeah, that's Justin.
Well, it's like, last couple questions.
I didn't know because I think Noosey also kind of goes by Noosey's yeah, Juice.
Yeah.
So I'm
yeah.
confused a little bit.
Nah, yeah, it's floating around everywhere, but.
Well, he's Juice forever. Now.
What have you been studying here at BYU? What are you looking to get into? Obviously, you want to go into the NFL, et cetera, mm-hmm. but what have you been studying?
Yeah, so my first few years, I studied exercise and wellness, but I just played switch to geography. It's been very interesting. I'm not sure the specifics of what I'm going to go into, but geography has been very interesting with emphasis in global studies. So it's been cool, though. It's been cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Anything else?